2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Next stop, Houston for Connecticut. For the sixth time in school history, the first since 2014, the Connecticut Huskies are going to the Final Four. Connecticut with a dominant win, 82-54 over Gonzaga, and now on to Lone Star State, where Connecticut will play for another national championship.
I did a little digging because, you got to do a little bit of digging. UConn, of course, goes to the Final Four. Not a new place for them, but But the Jim Calhoun era has been over for a minute, and so I think having UConn get back is, it's not like, oh, an elite team is back. I think that it deserves a little bit more of a, hey, look, one of your historic coaches goes away, and you have to kind of rebuild again, and coaching matters in college basketball more than it does in some of these other sports, and so I think that what they've done is interesting. FAU goes to a Final Four, so you've got FAU, you've got UConn, you have Miami. My heavens. And then the San Diego State Aztecs, of course. Well, and I'm going to be honest, I hope San Diego State wins a freaking national title. Imagine how crazy it is that Kawhi Leonard plays at SDSU when he did. And I got to cover Jimmer and Kawhi when they played each other. And that was such a fun matchup. And to think neither of those guys really went that deep in the tournament. A Sweet 16 appearance by Jimmer could have been a lot better. Obviously, I think if they would have had Brandon Davies, you'd see a different result there maybe. But imagine how much effort has to go into that. Here's a little stat for you. Out of all the teams that's mascots are the Owls, FAU is the first one to make it to the Final Four. There's a little stat of the day there, Scott.
Temple Owls didn't make it to the Final Four?
Oh, actually, you know what? Yeah, you're correct. Hold on, let me look here. But it's the first year that there are ones or twos didn't make it to the final. Yeah, the Temple Owls won two national titles. So they'll be the second. They'll be second to the party of Owls. Scott with the
I know my animals.
Scott with the correction. Yeah. I'm surprised you knew that was their mascot, to be honest.
Temple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Oh, my goodness. Just a crazy bracket, because I'm looking at it and I'm going, is this worse for basketball or better? When you have, because we ask for why you can get these crazy outcomes. You don't have any ones, twos, or threes in the Final Four. You have a four seed, which is the highest one with UConn. You have a fifth seed is San Diego State. What's Miami? They're a five also, right? And then FAU is a nine. First nine seed in quite a bit in the Final Four as well. You don't see a lot of 9 seeds ever get to the Final Four.
So I have to – you have to look at what's happened to college basketball with this one and done. I think there's an impact on that. And the question I have, or the curiosity, is are these one and dones changing culture? And is it the teams that have more culture? And I haven't looked that deep into San Diego State or Florida or, you know, Miami or whomever. But is it having older players, more mature players, guys that have played together longer, does that win out in college basketball today? Or is it, you know, the one and dones? Are they having the same kind of impact? I don't know. But it seems like that's kind of the thing that's changing. And maybe the other side of it is there's just such an evolution in sports, and players are they're taught better. They have better access to things at younger ages, and it's everything. You know, it's a mind coach. It's a movement coach. It's a, you know, a coach for this and that and whatever. And these players just get exposure to a point where there's more. There's only so many spots in on a basketball team, right? I mean, you can only have so many guys at Kansas, or you can only have so many guys at North Carolina or wherever these schools are. Right. I mean, ultimately, these players have to go somewhere else. And maybe some of them are really good, and maybe they, you know, they're getting into some of these unknown schools simply because academically it's a lot easier for them to get into these schools. I don't know if it is or it isn't, but clearly something is going on, because it's not one. And I think we saw it throughout the tournament, right? I mean, you saw it in the beginning, you saw it in the middle, and you saw it at the end.
So a crazy outcome. I mean, it's already one of the most crazy outcomes for a Final Four. No 1-2s or 3s in the history of the seeding, like the seeding that we have now, I guess, which would be just over about 44 years. So no 1-2s or 3s.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
I think everybody would recognize if Florida Atlantic wins this thing, that would be the most insane national title. Would that be the craziest top-end title we've ever seen? But college basketball produces this kind of stuff. When you think about, like, we talk about some of these teams that go to the Final Four. Like Gonzaga would never be on anybody's radar anywhere, but that became a program based off of being a Cinderella. And at some point, they stopped becoming a Cinderella, and it's just a year-in, year-out, you know, an Elite Eight, almost an automatic to the Sweet 16, and more often than not, they're in the Elite Eight, and certainly in the last few years, they seem like they've been in the Final Four bunch. So,
and they're really good at recruiting to who they are, right?
Yes, 1,000%.
They get the player, they have this culture, they have this understanding, they know what they're looking for, and they're able to go get it, because a lot of times it's like, well, maybe this guy is off people's radar, or he's not, you know, whatever, and they, you know, recruiting culture has been a massive thing for Gonzaga, and maybe they're setting a standard for other schools. Maybe Florida Atlantic goes, look, let's follow the Gonzaga model. Let's look at what they do and how they do this and see if there isn't something to this where, because you don't have to have that many players.
Let me ask you this, because Mitch Harper on Friday, we were talking about this because Gonzaga was taking on UConn over the weekend, and they lost by 28. I think it was the biggest loss in an Elite Eight that they'd had in, I think, ever. Not just them. I think any team losing by 28 plus in the Elite Eight just didn't happen very often. And Mark Few's team just ran out of gas and Drew Timmy gets into foul trouble really early and again in the second half, and it was bad. But the reports were that as soon as the tournament were over for the was going to be over for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, that they were going to get a they were going to get an invite from the Big 12 for a basketball only deal. Mitch hates the idea. He's like, I do not want to see that. And I thought, well, why? Is it just because you don't like playing Gonzaga? Does that add value? I don't know what that does. Brett Yormark, the possibility of him just reaching out and he just tries to grab teams. He's aggressive, right? But having a basketball only, like associate or an affiliate membership
well,
or whatever
Dame
it is.
Notre Dame does that with the ACC.
Sure.
What's wrong with that?
But I just wonder if, and I don't know what the problem is. If you could add, I mean, it's already a really, it's already an insane conference. Would Gonzaga be able to have the type of success that they do year in and year out if they were in the Big 12? I'm not saying could they beat a Big 12 team. Obviously, they can.
I actually think they could, and I do, because they've already established a tremendous foundation. And now that they're tied to a bigger conference, I think it allows them to maybe get some recruits that they wouldn't have gotten otherwise. I think it actually gives Gonzaga an opportunity to definitely elevate its game. Like you go, okay, look, we've got a tremendous program. And not only, you know what, they put guys in the pros.
Yeah.
It's like, come to a great, and Spokane is a beautiful part of the country.
Oh,
I mean,
come on.
It's amazing in Spokane. There's Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, right next door.
You go, you know, Spokane's amazing. And then you name another city in another state.
But
talk about how amazing it is.
But it's not.
I love Las Vegas. St. George is beautiful.
Look, there's Washington. Like there's Washington West and there's Washington East.
Yes,
and they're
there
two
is.
Different things. This
yes,
isn't the Palouse. Okay, this is actually a pretty part of the state of Washington, but prettier.
I'm giving you.
I've been there. I've seen it.
So have I many times.
I live there. I'm from Washington.
I'm not. I would definitely not claim Spokane ever, even if I were from there.
So. Yeah, but there is the potential.
No, there's not.
No, there's the potential of definitely upping your recruiting game if you're in the Big 12.
You know what though?
Why not invite San Diego State now?
Hey, listen, I've always said it. Spokane is the Lubbock of Washington.
Right.
So that works. It's the Spokane is the Pullman of the Big 12. No, Pullman and Spokane are different.
They're way different.
They're not way different.
They're
not vastly different.
They're vastly different. Trust me.
They're not.
There are trees.
Oh, my gosh.
There are trees in Spokane.
There are some pretty places in Spokane-ish. There are,
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is about as beautiful as it gets.
Stop bringing up Coeur d'Alene.
It's
not Spokane.
It's right in the same area.
Oh,
it's
ish.
It's down the street. It's on the same road.
Oh.
Look, as I just said, why not invite San Diego State then? I mean, if you're going to invite Gonzaga, I mean, San Diego State, Final Four.
Well, they might. Listen, if they want to.
That's Brett Yarmark.
Yarmark. You've made the pirate situation.
Yarmark. Yo, Yarmark, pirate. His deal is maybe that's what he's doing because there's talks about, you know, other folks.
Well, San Diego State. Is San Diego
Why not San Diego State? Why not trump the Pac-12?
Just throw them the invite. Boise State and San Diego State. Boom, there you go.
And Fresno State.
UNLV.
Does
a performance like this in the NCAA tournament for San Diego State? Does that go far for their future? Their possible future in a Power Five conference? Or do you look at it and you go, yeah, I mean, basketball's different. We just look at it differently. If San Diego State won a national title in basketball, which is hilarious that we would even say it like that because we're like, yeah, right. But they're probably – they and Miami are the two favorites, right, like in terms of who could be the team, right? Who could be the guy who could win the national championship? If San Diego State does – I mean, or does a Final Four appearance like they have right now, does that make –
I'm shocked that San Diego State is not recognized more than it is.
Isn't it because one cares about the
football
program?
But why would you not care? I mean, like, why could you not have a great program? First of all, San Diego in and of itself is a football town. The Chargers forever. And now the Chargers are gone. Why not, like, just blow up the San Diego State, and you have the potential to just do so much there. If I was going to go to Southern California, I would go to San Diego before I go anywhere. Maybe Newport Beach. I don't know. But there's no school in Newport Beach.
Malibu, you could be the Pepperdine Wave, man.
USC is not in a great part of town.
No. Downtown is Sketchville.
And UCLA is like in one part of town, and then their football stadium's in another part of town.
Yes.
It's weird. San Diego State should be a whole lot more. San Diego State, I believe, or the San Diego area, is definitely a Power Five kind of place.
Okay.
My opinion.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, the Owls.
Where's that, in Boca Raton?
Yeah, it is in Boca Raton.
That was a good guess. I knew it was somewhere along there.
The rat, the mouth of the rat, yes.
Yeah. But, like...
You don't have anything good to say about Boca Raton?
It's like, no, Boca Raton's nice.
Okay.
No,
it's a beautiful retirement community.
Right. It's just like, how do you get a basketball power in Boca Raton?
My heavens. I have no idea. I mean, Dusty May, what he's done there. I watched him after the game, and I was just like, this guy. I mean, they're in the Final Four, and they're playing San Diego State. This is the best shot for them. This is the best chance for them to get to a final. I mean, why would you count them out against anybody else? They just keep mowing down teams. Wild to think that the run that they've had to beat Tennessee, Memphis, Kansas State, who everybody was hoping Kansas State was. That was the team everybody was looking at and was just like, look at this. Look at the story they have there. And they were losing the whole freaking game, Florida Atlantic was. And they came back and won that thing, man.
I have to apologize.
What? For Boca Raton?
No.
Your Boca Raton comment?
No. Boca Raton is amazing. No.
I can't wait. Hold on. Roll on this, Jeremy. I can't wait for this apology.
Here's my apology. I have to apologize to you, Alex.
Oh, hey.
Okay? Yes. Because you won the bracket.
It's true.
And if I can't win the bracket, there's only one other person I'd want to win the bracket. It's my running mate here, right? But like, we're a team here, so.
So you're going to buy association?
Buy association.
You're a bracket winner?
No.
Now
I'm a loser.
He's not in top five.
No, I am top five.
Yes. I think you're seven.
No, you have to look at him because they're grouped together.
What's Jeremy, what'd you finish?
Oh, I'm tied for fourth.
So if we did a points finish.
And I'm fifth.
What show did the best? Like, if we were to go like.
Of course, come on.
Ours, yeah. I mean, we got the winner. We got fourth place. We got allegedly a fifth place.
There's no alleged to it.
PK did make a good run, though, because PK was pretty far down the list.
PK was like that lady who appeared at the end of the Boston Marathon. She just ran the last mile.
He took the taxi yeah. to the end.
Somehow.
I actually watched a full documentary on that lady. Yeah. It was fascinating. Because the best was they're all, oh, my gosh, like, how did you train for this? Who did you train? She goes, I trained myself. And they go, that's crazy. So, like, what are your intervals? And she's like, I don't know what that is. Okay. That's how you win.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't fake the bracket.
That's
the
a numbers... bold move by that lady.
Oh,
anyway, awesome. So I don't want to minimize this because I am apologizing.
I appreciate it. You don't need to apologize for me winning.
Yeah. No. I.
But I am going
to
bring.
I apologize for my wanting to just brush over this and not even discuss it.
Any good radio, any good radio couple, I'm going to recall this forever. Okay, I'll bring this up in any of the fights we have in the future. It's just like a bad marriage. I'm going to keep bringing up. All the stuff that I know is going to be sensitive.
Sometimes when you apologize, it doesn't mean you're wrong. Okay? You're just apologizing.
Wow.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong.
Men, Ree Medical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized to your needs. So let's get to it. Give them a call. ReeMedical.com is the website. That's ReeMedical.com. We'll come back. We've got our weekend warriors, so people who won the weekend. And we've got a lot of them, so stay with us. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.